Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Through the month of October, we're going to really open up and explain for you the fourth part of the Catechism on prayer, which gives some really practical advice on prayer. Distraction is a universal problem in prayer. I have a good friend, Katie, who is deaf, and she does amazing things teaching the Catholic faith to the deaf community. But one day I said to her that maybe being deaf has one blessing, in that there were less distractions for prayer. She said, "Oh no, there is so much noise in my head that it's very distracting." We all have it, this terrible time with distraction while we're doing our best to focus on God. In her autobiography, often referred to as the book of her life, Saint Teresa of Avila, the great master of prayer, recounts her own challenges with distractions when she writes, "It is as though the mind were a madman. No one can tie it down. It goes hither and thither, and for even if we try to recollect it, our efforts are in vain unless the Lord puts his hand to it. And my mind is so wild that it distresses me to see that it does not remain where I wish it to." So, if you have distractions in prayer, you're not alone. Even the great saints suffered from distractions. So what can we do about it? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Distractions typically come in two forms. Things that are fine, but out of place for this time of prayer. And then there's the stuff that's totally inappropriate in any context. We get distracted when our thoughts keep wandering to things that are fine in themselves, but not what we should be thinking about in prayer. practical things like our to-do list. When was the last time we got an oil change? Oh, that email I need to reply to. Or, what am I going to make for dinner? When am I going to mow the lawn? But also other things. Scenes from the movie or the show we watched last night. Something you saw on the news this morning. An interaction you had at work yesterday. These aren't evil thoughts, but your thoughts during your prayer time are supposed to be directed to God. And then, more disturbingly, we get other thoughts that we shouldn't be having at all, let alone in our time of prayer. We have sexual temptations. We have resentments. We have the temptation to vanity, rehearsing our own triumphs, whether real or imaginary. So there are, so to speak, innocent distractions, and there are not so innocent distractions in prayer. What can we do about them? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We have to fight all distraction, even when the subject matter of the distraction is neutral. Because after all, this is our time for thinking about God. It's our time of conversation with God. So it's a time to focus on Him. Imagine you make an appointment to have a heart-to-heart with a spouse or a kid or a friend, an important conversation, and they spend the whole time texting or browsing on their phone. Even if their texts or searches aren't offensive in themselves, it's still offensive that they would do it right now, because they're not giving their attention to you. So too with the Lord. This is our time to talk with Him. Even more important, this is our time to listen to Him. And the fact that we can't stay focused on Him says there's something wrong. And here's where the distractions are actually revealing. Our distractions in prayer can actually show us our disordered attachments. The Catechism, in fact, says, a distraction reveals to us what we are attached to. And this humble awareness before the Lord should awaken our preferential love for Him, and lead us to resolutely offer him our heart to be purified. In other words, when we get distracted, first, it shows us what we're more interested in than God, unfortunately. But secondly, don't beat yourself up about it. Just bring it to the Lord. Just bring it to God. Say, I know I shouldn't be thinking about this right now. Obviously, this thing looms too large in my life. Lord, help me to let go of it. And also say, Lord, here are all the ways you are greater and more important than this thing that distracts me from you. So, again, don't beat yourself up. Just turn the distraction back to God. Make the distraction an opportunity of talking to him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There are also times when evil thoughts come out of the soul during prayer. Lust, resentment, vanity, doubt, even anger at God. And these things should be far from our minds at all times, but especially when we're talking to the all-holy God of heaven and earth, but even more, our all-perfect and loving Father and our Redeemer and the Holy Spirit who transforms our soul. And yet, at the end of the day, isn't that why we're coming in prayer? Because we're broken? So if our brokenness shows up, probably doesn't surprise God. And aren't we coming to him to seek forgiveness and mercy and healing? The saints have pointed out that when someone is begging on the street, the beggar doesn't try to look financially well off. He doesn't try to look well-to-do or well-fed. A smart beggar tries to highlight his poverty, his malnourishment, his rags, his unwashed and maybe smelly appearance, because that'll be more effective in getting help. So when evil thoughts in prayer distract us. Just turn to the Lord and say, Lord, you see my perverted thoughts. You see my sickness. You see my poverty. Do you see how lost I am, Lord? Lord, help me. Forgive me. Heal me. You're the only one I have hope in. And I know your power and your richness are sufficient to heal even the wreck you see here in front of you. In this way, we can turn our twisted thoughts into an opportunity of repentance and trust in God's mercy. For he has come not to heal the healthy, but sinners. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now there's lots of good techniques to help fight distractions. One that I find very helpful, I always take a pen and paper to my meditation so that I can jot down things that I need to remember, put it on paper, and then I can forget about it during my meditation. But also, I write down my thoughts and my feelings, because writing them down helps me to organize them, to look at them, think about them, and then I can actually turn them into a prayer. But it's also why we provide a transcript for these meditations, so that if you want, you can read the transcript and help you stay focused on the content. So make use of these things. But words on paper, whether you read them or write them, are no substitute for closing your eyes and trying to talk to God directly, and then just listening to him in silence. And when you do that, yes, distractions will come. But as we've seen, you don't have to squash every distraction. Just turn them into prayer by talking to God about them. You can redirect your distraction. And then the whole time, no matter what distractions come, can all be a time of conversation with God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what were you reflecting on in prayer, or were you too distracted?
I think this is the perfect meditation for me, because I have the loudest mind.
Why do you think you have the loudest mind?
Because I've never been in anyone else's.
Good point.
But it was a constant battle. And I think the beauty of this meditation is it constantly brings you back and back and back. And it was like being asked every 5 seconds, where did you go? One thing I was really reminded of was I'm very lucky to have an incredible and intelligent roommate. And I notice all the time that obviously when you're at home, when you're living with someone, you're around them so constantly. So I don't expect the same level of intentionality that I would get if I was catching up with an old friend that I hadn't seen in years and we got coffee. You expect them to be fully on. But when you're living with someone, you just expect them to come in and out. But she's constantly like, if she's texting and I'm in the room, she's like, I'm so sorry. Let me be present to you. And I think I suck at that because I don't realize it. I think it's kind of crept up on me that when I'm in conversation and when I'm with people now, and even in, especially in prayer, I feel like my hand is twitching to pick up the phone just to check if I have a notification or something. And it's never, there never is anything. And I'm always staring at it like, why am I here? But I think the phone is one of the most infernal distractions because it's part of my muscle memory now.
Yeah.
It's probably my strongest sense of muscle memory.
Yeah. So here we have this problem of We have this rosary podcast that most people get on their phone.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Which is having the phone in your hand or at hand is deadly because of notifications, because even things like, oh, I'll just look at the mass readings from my meditation
and
on the phone.
And then you have your phone and then you're somewhere else. This is why I agree that it seems like a small thing, but having a notebook is so nice because it stops me from going somewhere else.
I have such terrible distraction from notification from the phone. Mm-hmm. Even though I turn all the notifications off somehow.
I think the best habit to build up is forgetting your phone.
Yeah.
Leaving it somewhere, leave it by the door, leave it in your room, leave it in the car.
What do we do for poor people who are doing the rosary on the phone? I know, this is hard.
You get a Bluetooth device, you cast to your phone, and then you chuck your phone as far away from you as possible.
Yeah, yeah. And I mentioned in the meditation, but I've really found it helpful. I always now, and I'm not suggesting everyone needs to journal in meditation. I'm not saying that. But my mind is so crazy and I get so easily stuck in a loop in my mind that I find now for quite some time, I always go to meditation with pen and a notebook and I write what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, good and bad. Because it makes me look at it and it makes me deal with it.
Yeah.
And then I deal with it with the Lord. And it's really helped me to turn my distractions into prayer. Because when you got to write down what you're thinking and feeling,
it might, for one thing, make it all seem small.
Makes it seem small, makes certain things seem ridiculous.
I remember back to, I had rediscovered an old Word doc that I had written when I was probably like 13 about all the things I was really upset about. And I, even when I was writing it, I started typing it up. And as I was typing it up as a kid, I was just like, this is the dumbest thing. I'm angry about the dumbest things.
Yeah.
I'm so deeply upset about them. But the thing I need to reckon with is probably the emotion and not these actual, like if you're that upset with your friends, the thing you really have to rectify is your emotion, not it's all my friends' fault all the time. Because once you start writing down what they did that upset you, you're like, well, this is silly because I couldn't actually show this to anyone. This is not some brilliant essay that will change everyone's minds. They're going to be more confident that what I'm upset about is ridiculous. And I think that's the reaction we have when we really try and put things down into solid words. It gives you perspective.
This is a huge topic that you just brought up that I think we need to deal with in a whole separate meditation. But I have found that when I write on paper in prayer my emotions, Lord, I feel the X, I feel Y, and then I have to look at it and say, wow. Why do I feel that way? And then I write why I feel that way. And then I start to the process of, okay, this is really ridiculous. And it's transformative from stopping our emotions from having a dictatorship over us.
Yeah.
This is a really good point you're making. We're going to have to take this whole topic up for another meditation and discussion. But suffice it to say, I agree with you. When I write down the emotion I'm dealing with, then I have to deal with it. And it transforms it.
Yeah, but I'm just going to have to chew on the topic of distraction for a long time because
it's going to become a distraction for you.
I know.
Talk to the Lord about it. That's all you have to do.
I will.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.